Hey guys, I hope that you can hear me. Otherwise, this will be a disaster. We don't normally do this. I hope that you're okay on this Sunday evening, just chilling. Or if you are listening back on our YouTube channel or on the website or wherever you're tuned in. I just want to do this video tonight. what a week we've had on Diabetes Chat this week. Last weekend, we headed down to Cardiff for the JDRF Discovery Day at the University of Cardiff. And we had the great opportunity to connect with people and run our peer support in-person event, which was absolutely tremendous. We had around 25 people come together and share their lived experiences of diabetes. And this is what diabetes is, peer support is about, isn't it? Community is where people can come together, talk, learn, educate, not feel alone. And that is what and why I started Diabetes Chat pretty much 2 years ago in February 2022. And I've got a little slide I want to go through this evening with you guys. So why did I start Diabetes Chat? Because in February 2022, I was living with diabetes for about 16 years. And for most of that time of living with diabetes, I felt alone and isolated. And I felt that I couldn't talk to people about diabetes, and I was scared of what people would say and think of me. And I had a letter through the door when I had COVID. I was upstairs isolating away from the family. And my wife said, you stay upstairs, you'll be fine. And a letter through the door. And I opened it and had a letter to invite me to go into Libra. And this just really changed my sort of perspective of how I live with diabetes and how I feel. And this is why I started Diabetes Chat, because I felt I was feeling more confident. I was connected with more people online, and I felt I just wanted to talk. I didn't intend to create this amazing community. It was what it evolved to be. And that first night, you can see that picture there, myself, Harry, Kat, and Bailey the dog, that I was sat there just before 8 o'clock, and we were talking. I had my drink ready. And I just wanted to talk. I just wanted to connect to at least one person, because that's what it's about, the importance of connecting with people and hearing each other's stories and learning from each other. And like I said, I didn't intend to create this amazing community. It's how it's evolved, and how good is that, and how important we've seen it help people. It's not only helped me feel more confident with my diabetes, but I know it's helped other people around the world with their diabetes. So there you can see the people interacting with the amazing Diabetes Chat community, listening week in, week out, and just really getting involved. And it's great to see people from all over the world, different walks of life, getting involved and sharing their thoughts and their stories to the community. So the idea behind Diabetes Chat, I want to give you a bit of context as well, is that it's to connect with people with diabetes. It's to raise awareness. It's to learn experiences and just hear people's voices and stories and hear it from different points of views, from different walks of life, and from all over the world. And we do different things, and we've done different features over the past 18 months with our weekly polls, our Thursday threads by James Ridgeway DSN, our news feature. And the biggest point is just talking. And this is what we absolutely love, that we have our weekly spaces and people can come on and talk with our open forum chat. And then our guest speaker chats, which have really evolved over the past 18 months, where we have got healthcare professionals, diabetes advocates, and people living with diabetes, all types of diabetes, telling their stories and giving and raising lots of awareness, but also helping with knowledge and education as well. I just want to pay tribute to some people. So today we're talking about peer support and Diabetes Chat, and obviously the QIC. But the journey over the past 18 months starts with these guys, with Chris top left and Morgan top right, who were amazing co-hosts and supported the Diabetes Chat community. And they helped week in, week out, dedicate their time and effort to help you guys, help us. And along the way, we've had amazing healthcare professionals like James and Belinda, who have helped educate and help raise lots of awareness of diabetes through their blogs and also through their polls and James's Thursday threads, which have been really insightful, educational, raised lots of discussions, and they've been really, really top class. So the team as well, I want to pay tribute to over the 18 months, is these guys here. Philippa, who was actually the first person that actually came on Diabetes Chat. So big credit to her to actually wanted to talk to me, because that just really helped me and feel confident. And it was just surreal hearing another person on the end of the sort of phone telling me about their diabetes and hearing my stories and just comparing, and in a good, positive way. And it was just great. Gary, Kez, Tony, Mary, and Claire, our current co-hosting team, who absolutely amazing support you guys with our Diabetes Chat spaces. And then behind the scenes as well, there's these guys, Mark, and who's recently joined with some sort of admin, sort of helping me with some sort of posters and them sort of things. And Norman as well. Big up Norman, who has just like been so helpful in helping with like the websites, with the streaming, the blogs, everything, anything technical. Norman has been just superb. But I wanted to pay tribute to them in this thank you video tonight, because I think they, including the four guys from the previous slide, have been a tremendous support to the Diabetes Chat community. Yes, Norman, you gave me a laptop that helped do this, so that's good. But honestly, these guys commit so much of their time and effort to help the community, and I'm so appreciative for their help and their support and their love in supporting the community. Along the way, we have spoken to amazing guest speakers from all over the world, including healthcare professionals, diabetes advocates, sports athletes. You can just see there, and the sort of events that we've done, if you're tuning in and haven't seen it before, we have run parent carer nights where we spoke to 10 parents and carers who look after people living with diabetes. And Diabetes Chat, right, is not only just for people with, say, type 1, it is inclusive community that we have evolved that is welcoming to everyone, no matter where you live, no matter your journey, whether you're recently diagnosed or someone who's had diabetes 69 years, like Martin, who I meet or have met a few times now. And I just think people have so much to tell and stories to share and their wisdom, and Diabetes Chat enables people to do that. And there are so many fantastic people, parents and carers that have come on as well and shared their lived experiences as well. I just wanted to give a bit more context to what we have done. We've also done some research events where we have spoken to incredible researchers. We've done three to date where we invite guest speakers to come on and share their amazing diabetes research with the community. And that has just been tremendous, where you guys can get involved, you can ask questions, you can hopefully maybe participate in future studies, which is great. Also, we've had a World Diabetes Day 24-hour marathon last year for World Diabetes Day, which was just like one of the proudest moments. I think I'm just about overcoming that now with sleep deprived. but that day was just great because we brought all the communities together to our event, or not all of them, but a good chunk of communities together to our event, where people were able to hear the speakers and join in fun quizzes. And we had people from literally all over the world, America, Zimbabwe, Pakistan, different parts of Africa, Australia and then the UK and everywhere. And it was just great to hear all these amazing people and voices. And that's, again, what Diabetes Chat is hearing the thoughts of people from everywhere. We are inclusive and a safe, trustworthy community that we welcome everyone to come and listen or join in where they feel safe to do, whether it is messaging or just listening or coming to speak on the mic. It's a place that I want people to feel relaxed and feel that they can connect with people. Again, we have run other events over the past 18 months with our Diabetes Chat Stories events, with our Smart Pen event, where we had a panel discussion with five other people living with diabetes who had smart pens. We had a parent and carer perspective as well. And we also had Dr. Tom Crabtree that came on and gave his perspective of the connected devices. And Tom will be joining us in end of November, December as a guest speaker as well. So that would be cool. And we also had the closed loop event with Parthika and Yasmin that both gave their perspectives of hybrid closed loop in terms of where it is and what it's done and the impacts and the benefits and where it's hopefully going to go to. So yeah, these are other events that we've done over the past 18 months that have hopefully helped the community. Again, I mentioned James before, James Ridgway, DSN, Eden Educator. He has done 23 Thursday threads of a variety of topics that cover lots of opportunities for people to learn, to educate, to find out information. And that's not only people living with diabetes, but that's also people who have a connection to diabetes, that might be a parent, that might be a healthcare professional. And we've seen that people have said how the information from James has been really, really top class and really helpful. So you can check them out on our website. And a big thank you to James for all his love and support that he has done and continues to do for our community. So that's great. Thank you, James. And these are some of the sort of hot topics that we have discussed. We could list so many, but these are coming out of the sort of guest speaker chats, the open forum chats where you guys can talk about anything. And you can see there's a vast of important topics there, from talking about social stigma, which is really huge right now, accessibility, language, complications. There's so many elements there, and I could have literally wrote even more. And what I like as well is capturing the different types of diabetes as well, where we are welcoming to all diabetes in our community. Coming up this month, just FYI, tomorrow, the Monday 16th, we have Variety, we're coming on. And then we have Open Forum, where, again, you guys can get involved and share your lived experiences. And then towards the end of the month, the last week of the month, we have Bastian and the Mason Brenza, who will be coming on from DDoC. And we'll share a little bit about DDoC and also talk about the DDoC program. We'll hear from the amazing DDoC voices, some of the guys that will come on. And it's great that we're working with other communities and organizations to come to Diabetes Chat and hear and learn and hear them amazing stories. And I just think that's just tremendous that we can do that. And these are all the sort of things that I just wanted to share and showcase, that all the amazing things that we've been doing this past 18 months, which comes to this moment, and why I wanted to do this chat tonight. I wanted to thank so many people for their tremendous support in the diabetes community. So peer support is absolutely massive, and it has really changed my life, and I know it's helped so many other people. And there are so many online groups, in-person events, and my message has always been is to find your group and find your people and connect with them, not feel alone, don't feel like I was 2 years ago, and to find some people who can relate to and understand. And that is so important. Wherever you go, is trying to reach out with people, because it really, really does help finding people who get it. And that goes for people living with diabetes, but also people who are parents or carers and other people as well. So please find your people that you can relate to and talk to, because it's so important. And these are the sort of things that our community members, people have said, what peer support means to them, and them sort of underpinning values in the middle sort of highlight the significance of what we really embrace and feel diabetes chat is, and what peer support is all about. Is about making them diabetes, is making them friends from all over the world. It's not feeling alone. It is talking, it's normalizing things. People who just get it, who just wear the t-shirt and just get it. It's connecting, it's learning new things like we've talked about already, and it's sharing them lived experiences. And these are all the sort of underpinning values that what we believe peer support is, and what diabetes chat community trying to embrace all the time. So why we're here now, okay? I hope that that just gives you a little context of diabetes chat and the importance of peer support, and where we've got from February 2022 to now in October 23. So a few months ago, myself and Mary filled in the QIC diabetes application for the new peer support category, which first and foremost, I must say, how amazing. There are so many amazing categories in there, and it's so good that they are recognizing the importance of peer support. I think I've mentioned it so many times in this last 10 minutes or so, but we see how important it is that people can find people that they can connect to. And it's great that the Quality and Care Program have from this year brought in that award. And I think it's just great and tremendous. And it just highlights the importance of peer support. We all the groups that have entered or the finalists, they're all absolutely amazing. And I think the message behind everything is it just showcases the importance of peer support. No matter, it doesn't matter who wins, it is about that we're all in this together, supporting each other. And that really resonates with me, and it's so important. These are the amazing people finalists in the category from all parts of the UK, England, Ireland, Wales, the Diabetes UK Northern Ireland group, the Live Well Hubs, the Talking About Diabetes Together peer support group for people newly diagnosed with type 1 in Swansea. And I think that's just incredible, because I think that's something I didn't have. I didn't have someone who I can connect to when I was diagnosed. And I think it's so important that people can have groups and peer support communities that they can just go to, whether it's a specific group or whether it's a broad or wider group. But for this group, it's to connect with people who are newly diagnosed and go on that journey together. Love it. Absolutely love it. The Type 1 Kids Project, absolutely great as well, because I think I was diagnosed at 17, and a lot of people who come on Diabetes Chat have shared that they were diagnosed when they were children and didn't have the peer support, the community, the people who were there to support. I just think it's great seeing kids and this project in particular. And I'm a teacher, and I've seen amazing projects like diabetes camps. And I just think things like this is just great. And things like Diabetes UK that run the camps, or there's camps in America. And also there's adult camps as well. League of Diabetes are starting to do and stuff. I just think it's so important. And I think having a group, a community for children with diabetes, absolutely tremendous. And the Diabetes Type 1 Diabetes Peer Support Group, Sean, Jeremy, Sarah, and the rest of the group, Emma, I just think they're absolutely tremendous, and I've really been the pioneers in terms of the sort of tech and just really embracing diabetes. And I think Derby is a really strong community, and a good friends to me personally. And it was nice to meet them guys at the awards when we went down, and when we got there, we got to mingle with people and the groups, and also the healthcare professionals and different advocates as well. So it's really cool that we got the opportunity to meet up with people when we went down on Thursday. So we're really grateful. And when we won the award, and it was something that I did not ever imagine that we would ever do. And I just want to thank everyone for their support and love for Diabetes Chat. And I just think it's such an achievement. Like I said, we're all winners, and every peer support group, whether they entered or didn't enter, we're helping people with diabetes, and it's important that that is mentioned. And it was a huge honor for me and my team and our community to win this amazing award, the first one. We got this lovely certificate, which I will surely hang up proud somewhere. I'll ask my wife where it can go, which is great. And when we go to our in-person events, we'll bring these down so people can see. And we got this amazing trophy, which we shared on social media, which is really, really proud moment for the community. And when we won it, like, again, I was so surprised, because there were so many amazing peer support groups that entered. And it was just when they announced it, I was just like blown away, and I still am now that this has happened. Again, a really proud moment for me and my family. And but again, that's why I wanted to do tonight's video, to showcase the journey that Diabetes Chat have been on, the importance of peer support, and the people that have helped form this community into a strong united community, from people all over the world sharing their lived experiences. So I wanted to pay tribute to them, because they have helped our journey of where we got to. I wanted to show some of these slides that we got. So many messages on Twitter, X, whatever it's called, showcasing or highlighting the congratulation messages. And it was just lovely to see so many people messaging with pictures. And I had loads of WhatsApp as well. And it was just really tremendous to see. And it just made me really proud that they were proud for our community. And a lovely comment from Sean as well. We had healthcare professionals, previous guest speakers, people who are in the diabetes communities, and it was just lovely to see people congratulating Diabetes Chat. We also had amazing organizations and support groups that support Diabetes Chat, or I've worked with Diabetes Chat before, who really just sent their best regards to Diabetes Chat, and it was just really nice to see that as well. Again, some more pictures and lovely comments from people within the community and other communities. We're in this together. We are all stronger together, and it's important that we continue to work with each other to help one each other out. And the last slides, I think, is pictures of my wife tweeting and my mum. He tweeted out. My mum doesn't tweet much, and I had to follow her so I could see her message. And she, it was just nice to see. They were really proud of this achievement for Diabetes Chat, but for me personally as well. So let's go on to the next one. So I just want to finish this video. I said I'd keep it short, but you know what I'm like. I think it's about 25 minutes in. We probably don't want to watch this anyway, so it's all good. It is all good. But I just wanted to share a little bit about my journey, my story, but showcase the amazing things that you guys have done to support the community, both the past and present team, but you guys as a community that keep helping each other out, supporting each other, talking to each other. It is so important that we're in this together, that we learn from each other, and we share our lived experiences, and all that together has achieved this amazing award that we've got. And it just shows the bigger picture and the importance that I mentioned before of peer support. It's not about just this. It is about the bigger picture of peer support and how important it is to find people that you connect with, whether it is your people living with diabetes or a parent or carer. It's important to find people that you can talk to and relate to. I have probably waffled on. I probably talked in so many circles and repeated myself so much, but I hope that you have taken the message behind what I've tried to say tonight. Is we are super proud for this award, like I've said, but we are proud that our community is stronger together, that people have a voice and they're sharing their lived experiences, and that's what it's all about. So let's see. You can follow us on Twitter or X, whatever it's called, diabetes_chat, hashtag diabetes chat, if you want to get involved. And you can see loads of amazing videos and things that we've done, and all the lovely messages that I put out before. We have our YouTube page, which we have all our videos and podcasts, and some special videos as well, including a chat that we did recently with Amelia Lilly, which was super, super cool. Also, we have our website, which is in redevelopment and will be launched soon, I hope, which has lots of amazing content and stuff for you guys to go check out, like our Thursday threads, like I said, and lots of all our podcasts and all that amazing stuff. So, yeah, that brings it to a finish. We've got some lovely comments coming through. Mary, what an amazing time for diabetes peer support. Tom, well done for making diabetes chat what it is and has become. Much love, Mary, much love. Let's have a look. Mark says this, we might as well put it up. He says, I wonder if one of Tom's kids are going to walk in the background, like on BBC interviews. I did think that my wife might just walk through the door and just say, oh, what are you doing? But yeah, thank you, Mark, for your message. But there are loads of messages on the feed. Go check it out. Thank you again for listening in. I hope that you're chilling on this Sunday evening and I haven't taken too much of your time. Thanks again for listening in, tuning in, and supporting Diabetes Chat. But above all is supporting peer support and connecting with people, because, like, again, it is so, so important, and it's really helped me. I can see it helps others. So thanks, guys. Have a lovely evening. Diabetes Chat is back tomorrow, Monday night, 8 p.m., like it is every week. See you soon.